construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours on Phoenix. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. UAE-based company expresses interest in 500 megawatt solar investment in Zambia. DEC disrupts large-scale cannabis trade in intelligence-led operation. And in global news, Eritrea accuses Ethiopia of fabricating report its troops had crossed the border. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mogando. United Arab Emirates, through SGC Investment Limited Liability Company, has expressed interest in establishing a 500 megawatt solar power project to be distributed across multiple locations within Zambia. Speaking with a delegation paid a courtesy call on local government and rural development minister Gift Sialubalo in Lusaka today, company chief investment officer Mohamed Omar Faruqi said the project implementation will commence soon after all formalities are concluded. Mr. Faruqi added that the company plans to begin with solar investment, then expand to other sectors such as petroleum and mining.
Since we are here, we want to basically look at solar as a first project, let's say. Although interest could be many, and I will go into that also in a bit detail. But just in a nutshell, we want to start with one project so that, you know, we can have a relationship established. We kick off once the first delivery of the cash is there. It has begun its deployment, and I think we can then stem into, you know, other projects. So we're obviously interested.
Meanwhile, local government minister Gift Sialubalo urged the delegation to consider investing in recycling of waste into energy, stressing that only 40% of Zambia's waste is recycled.
60% of the generated waste a day goes to a dump site. We have a dump site which is called Chunga. We have a mountain of waste. That's where we can look at the economic value and also invest on that. So that waste that is there, we turn it into energy.
The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has recorded a major breakthrough in its nationwide fight against illicit drug trade following an intelligence-led operation codenamed Kufeza, which has disrupted large-scale cannabis cultivation and trafficking activities. DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere says the ongoing operation has led to several arrests and seizures across several provinces. Ms. Mawere explains that in Central Province, DEC officers conducted an operation in Lukombwelo village in Luano district, resulting in the arrest of 6 suspects for the illegal cultivation and trafficking of cannabis. She says during the operation, officers seized 1,751.6 kilograms of fresh cannabis plants, 4.8 kilograms of cannabis seeds, and 90 grams of loose cannabis. Meanwhile, in Western Province, Ms. Mawerek says a combined team of DEC officers from Kaoma and Mongo districts carried out a coordinated operation in Kayema district, leading to the arrest of 5 suspects for the illegal cultivation of cannabis, weighing a combined 1,478 kilograms.
In Western Province, coordinated operations in Kehema and Senanga districts led to the arrest of additional suspects and the recovery of over 1.54 tons of cannabis, including prepacked drugs ready for distribution. All the suspects are currently in lawful custody and will appear in court soon. The Drug Enforcement Commission remains steadfast in its mandate to combat drug production, trafficking, and abuse.
Caritas Chingola coordinator Eugene Mulenga has lamented that Zambia's mining sector has failed to turn substantial investment inflows into tangible economic benefits for ordinary citizens. Commenting on remarks by Mines Minister Paul Kabuswe at the ongoing mining Indaba in South Africa that Zambia has attracted about $10 billion in mining investments over the past 4 years, Mr. Mulenga said the impressive figures have not translated into improved livelihoods for local communities. Mr. Mulenga has noted that while the sector contributes nearly 70% of the country's export earnings, largely from copper and cobalt, and about 40% of government revenue through mineral royalties and dividends, the gains remain largely out of reach for many Zambians. He further observed that the mining industry accounts for only about 8% of formal employment, a level he described as disproportionately low given the sector's dominance in the national economy. Mr. Mulenga adds that most of the reported investments have been channeled into brownfield projects aimed at refurbishing existing mines and replacing equipment rather than greenfield investments that would establish new mines and create employment opportunities.
When you go to the communities that are hosting these mines, you find that the mines are doing very little to change the status quo of those communities that are hosting these mines. So when we boast about the investments in the mine, we should also see improvements in terms of our economy, where it comes to the provision of the social services by government. The impact on our people has not really been felt.
Golden Party of Zambia, GPZ, President Jackson Silabwe has announced that he will contest the August general elections. Mr. Silabwe made the announcement during the launch of the party's Reset Vision campaign in Lusaka, saying the GPZ was ready to present itself on the ballot and offer leadership that prioritizes the interests of Zambians. He says time had come for leadership that places the welfare of citizens first and ensures that Zambians benefit from the country's natural resources. Mr. Silabwe also called for an end to frequent constitutional amendments, noting that successive governments have continued to push for changes to the constitution since independence. He says there was need for a clear and inclusive constitutional amendment process that reflects the will of the people rather than the interests of the government of the day. Meanwhile, the GPZ president has appealed to President Hakainde Hichilema to allow the family of the late former president Edgar Lungu to proceed with burial arrangements, saying it is unfortunate that more than 8 months after his death, the former head of state has yet to be laid to rest.
If you wanted to punish him in death, if you wanted to punish him and show the family that you are now the commander-in-chief, 8 months has done it, sir. Let it go, my elder brother. In fact, Mr. President, I ask you most sincerely, one thing that I agree with you, do not let the family bury our former president in South Africa. Let the body come home. Eddie Gachagua Lungu has got a home where he was born, where he's got friends, and where people respect him and cherish him, including those that did not like his style of government. But I ask you, my brother, stay away from the procession, sir.
In global news, Eritrea has hit back at its neighbor Ethiopia, describing accusations that its troops were on Ethiopian territory as false. On Saturday, a letter sent from Ethiopia's foreign minister to his Eritrean counterpart demanded that the soldiers withdraw. It also accused Eritrea of outright aggression, saying it was conducting joint maneuvers with Ethiopian rebels in the north and supplying them with weapons.